1380 WPHM. And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, COVID attack after 7 o'clock here on WPHM. A lot of stuff going on these days at the Community Foundation of St. Clair County. And Jackie Hant is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning,
Paul. Well, not all about it. We'd be here for hours,
Exactly. Yeah, it might take a half day, maybe a full day.
Because you got a lot of stuff going on.
We do, yeah. 2017 is really exciting. And so, you know, for those who have been following Randy's eBlast, we've been doing a lot with entrepreneurship lately. And so, you know, one of the programs I would love to highlight is our Come Home Reverse Scholarship Program. And a lot has been written about that, which is fantastic. We've brought four individuals and actually a couple home to the St. Clair County area through that program. So essentially what it is if you think about a traditional scholarship for that graduating senior, the Come Home Reverse Scholarship is essentially a $10,000 incentive to pay off student debt for those who have graduated. They finished school, they want to come back home. And so we're going to help give them an incentive to come back and live in our county and work with us.
From an investment standpoint, that just makes sense because scholarships, while great, they basically are, you know, providing funding for classes for a student who may or may not continue to live here in St. Clair County.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no guarantee. And so this is a way to say, you know, we want that talent back in St. Clair County. We want to grow our workforce. And this is a small way that we can help do that. And we've actually been fortunate to have a donor step forward and do a $10,000 specific reverse scholarship just for an entrepreneur. So that individual that, you know, has some type of a St. Clair County tie but doesn't necessarily live or work here anymore. They have ambitions to start a business here or grow a business here. And so we do have that specific Come Home Reverse Scholarship for an entrepreneur available.
Boy, isn't it fantastic?
Because
that's really what you really want is somebody that can grow a business right here.
Mm-hmm.
And if it grows, they hire more people.
Exactly. Yep. It's just benefits the community at large.
Absolutely. That's great. How does somebody apply for one of these reverse scholarships?
On our website. So the best way is just to go to stclairfoundation.org and you'll see, you know, we have the banners at the top of the website. You'll see one that talks about the Come Home Reverse Scholarship. And it's a pretty simple process, pretty simple application, and it's year round. So there aren't any deadlines. You can apply at any point in time. I do know there's a few applications right now, which is great. So we're seeing a good response to the program.
Entrepreneurship has become very important to the Community Foundation, hasn't it?
It really has. Yeah. One of our strategic priorities is community and economic development. Entrepreneurship is one of those elements of it. And so a couple other ways that we're supporting that currently is through C3, which is our community capital club. And so essentially a group of gentlemen in the community have pooled some funds to say, you know, we're willing to invest in your business. We want you to come, you know, pitch to us. Let us know, you know, are you growing? Are you wanting to do a startup? You know, whatever phase of business you're in, if you need financial help, come to us, pitch your idea, and you could potentially get funding. And the other one is the Jerry Kramer Facade Grant Program. So, you know, right here in downtown Port Huron, we're seeing a lot of great improvements to downtown buildings. And Jerry's facade grant program is doing that, helping local business owners.
When we talk about entrepreneurship, is there any one particular business segment that people seem to be starting businesses in, or is it just kind of runs the gamut?
Yeah, I was going to say it kind of runs the gamut. We really haven't seen a trend, Paul. I would love to see a trend if we get more people coming through the foundation. But at this point, we haven't seen a trend.
But that's good, too, because it means that there's all kinds of different possibilities.
Correct. Yeah. And if you look at, you know, Marine City, for example, just the boom that has happened in that downtown, what the entrepreneurs have done to help turn around that downtown, that's what we want to help support that culture.
A lot of people think about starting a business and they just kind of sit on that idea for a long time. Simply contacting the Community Foundation could help plant that seed.
Certainly. We would love to connect people with resources.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. So you're off and running on 2017, aren't you?
Off and running. And if anybody's interested in, you know, the rest of the, obviously we run so many programs and our donors have so many diverse interests, they can go to what we call our wish list and see our current programs, projects, and initiatives that we're focusing on for 2017 right on our website.
All right.
Or give me a call.
Or call Jackie. Jackie, thanks for the update. We appreciate stopping by.
Thanks, Paul.